Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, take two. Film Commission returns. This is a Schenectady story. What's happening?
Yeah, action. Schenectady has a film commission again. Mayor Gary McCarthy said the goal is to attract films, commercials, and other productions that would in turn boost the local economy and strengthen community pride. Blockbuster movies are a very competitive market, the mayor told our Haley Vaccaro. So the city needs to have a welcoming package to make sure these productions get what they need when they decide to come here. City Council passed a resolution creating the commission last April, but the first meeting of the commission was actually just last week. Commission members say they will work with the state as well as neighboring communities. Philip Morris, the CEO of Proctor, said the commission would be part of a larger Capital Region Film Commission, including other groups in Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties. At the state level, there is an Office for Motion Picture and Television Development with a state program that offers tax credits for productions, and it also serves as a liaison between production companies and local governments and film offices. The program offers a 30% tax credit while filming in the state, and there are also other credit options. In Schenectady, the initial plan for the commission is to create a website and have commissioners attend film festivals, talk with independent filmmakers, and work to raise money. The commission is not funded by the city of Schenectady. They want to promote the area and the area's talent pool and its structures. They want to develop a marketing plan and have materials that they can give people to attract them to come up here. The second step is, once they get here, to have the services those companies need when they arrive. In part, housing. For Schenectady to host a production crew, the area needs to provide employees and services. They say on average an independent film would spend about $1 million, with most of it spent locally. Commission members say it's an exciting time to revive the commission because of recent developments in the city, especially the revitalization of the old Alco site and the future Rivers Casino and Resort at Mohawk Harbor. That's right on the Mohawk River. A film commission is not new to Schenectady. Former Mayor Brian Stratton created a commission in 2009, but it dissolved when he left office in 2011. The commission at that time helped lure the 2012 film The Place Beyond the Pines to Schenectady, which, if you remember, starred Ryan Gosling, Bradley Cooper, and Eva Menendez.
Well, we'll be watching for those cameras. We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.